Greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, the deplorables, and the extreme MAGA Republicans. Take a moment to subscribe right now. Join in a conservative conversation. Well, Donald Trump has officially won the Republican nominee, despite all the deep state's efforts to undermine and undertake his nomination. People like Nikki Haley, who had no shot running against him, all these charges, civil and criminal, nothing could stop the Trump train. He will be the Republican nominee against Joe Biden going into the general election. This is the Cash Lauren Show. Join in a conservative conversation. Welcome back, truth seekers, independent thinkers, conversationalists. This is the Cash Lauren Show. Donald Trump has won the Republican nominee, securing his general election bid to become the next president of the United States of America. And this is despite everything the deep state has tried to do to undermine and demeanor him in every possible way. He has soundly defeated Nikki Haley, who was the last remaining contender, who had no shot whatsoever against him, yet she stood in for much longer than she should have in an attempt to try to bloody Trump as much as she could in a primary. I don't know what Nikki Haley was promised. Democrats threw a lot of money at her and were trying to vote for her in the primary to keep her in for as long as possible. But none of it worked. Trump set records for voting in the primary election, and he won virtually every county and won virtually every state except for the swamp, which Nikki Haley won. Thus, as we said, Democrats are backing her. But the Republican Party is changing. The Republican Party is getting sick and tired of this deep state where they Republicans keep bowing down to Democrats and allow Democrats to pass legislation after legislation, these so-called rhinos who then work with them and undermine their very own voters. How often do we see where these shiny shoe, fancy suit Republicans will go in and say all the right things during election time to get voted, but then once they're set to the deep state and they're sent to Congress, they immediately start backstabbing their own voters. We get sick and tired of this, and then finally someone like a Donald J. Trump stands up for us. He stands up and says no more. He wants the Republican Party to go back to what it should stand for, representing us, the conservative American movement, the populace, the great United States of America, not these foreign endless wars in this world government. Donald Trump has faced unprecedented obstruction that has never been seen before in politics. I mean, all the times I've been covering this, I've never seen them go after somebody like they're going after Donald Trump. The Biden administration and the deep state are using every trick in the book to interfere with this year's elections. And they waited to an election year to bring up all these cases, both criminal and civil, and try to stack them up everywhere they can in these very deep blue districts, places like Washington, D.C., and New York, and in Fulton County in Georgia, where you have very dark blue Democrats, you have Soros-backed DAs, and then you have these activist judges. They're all working in tandem to try to take Trump out before the election. But it has not worked. Donald Trump is still in it and fighting, and he is more popular than he has ever been. And they can't seem to figure this out. It doesn't matter what they do, Donald Trump just becomes more and more popular. They can try everything they can, and the American people are not buying it because the American people have become wise to the game. There was a time when the deep state and the fake news networks, if they were to try something like this to any other politician, their career would be over because in general, people tended to trust that the media was, well, not that it was not biased, but it wasn't so extreme that it was just propagandists for the Democrats. Yet the mainstream media, the MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times, and all the likes, they all just work so openly for Democrats now, and people are finally starting to wake up and realize this. And so when they run these hit pieces, when they attack people like Donald Trump, it no longer works. The American people are finally starting to figure out the game. And we got to thank places for Twitter, for Rumble, and other social media networks where personalities are becoming so popular they can get this information out, and the mainstream media is dying. They have less and less viewers every single year, and yet they still keep trying to be propagandists for the Democrats and play like it's still the 70s and 80s where they can just dominate information, and it's no longer working. So they bring up all these criminal and civil charges all at once. You have they brought up while Donald Trump was president, two impeachment hoaxes. There's still dossier, and it did not work because the American people are realizing this. So now the deep state, what we call the administrative state, is now trying to undermine Donald Trump in election year by bringing up so many charges that he cannot run in a general election. But it is not working. He becomes more and more popular. Even when they're able to convict him in these deep blue areas, people see it, like the what happened in New York, where there's supposedly fraud, where there's no victim. They want to charge him close to $500 million when this is all said and done, and there's no victim. The people that they're trying to say that Trump cheated testified on Trump's behalf. Yet the New York AG and a single judge just decides to try to destroy Trump in New York. And he's going to appeal, and hopefully he can get somewhere that's sane and win. Because how can you convict someone when there's no crime and there's no victim? Yet that is exactly what they did. And they're trying to ruin his life. You have this same thing in Fulton County, where they're trying to bring up RICO charges against Donald Trump for a phone call for questioning the election. And people, it's not against the law to question an election. Democrats do this all the time. Hillary Clinton did it in the 2016 election. Stacey Abrams has questioned elections, and none of them are facing charges or RICO. Yet they try to pull this crap in very deep blue Democrat and try to say, well, we've charged him, so Trump must be guilty. But the American people are not falling for it. And the thing is, they cannot take out Donald Trump because they did not create Donald Trump. Donald Trump came from the outside. He's become a populist leader, and people love him because they see that somebody is finally fighting for them. It's not just some member of the swamp, who's not just some squishy rhino who caves every time the Democrats call him a mean, nasty name or threaten to impeach. Donald Trump continues to stand up and fight for us. And people love him for that, and people are rallying around for him. I just look at the crowds that surround Donald Trump versus nobody that shows up for Joe Biden. He is more popular now than he has ever been. Yet the Democrats, they can't help themselves. They keep trying to undermine and demean Donald Trump. And every time they do this, every time they try to bring up these charges, every time it's clearly that they're trying to interfere with an election, it does not work because of how popular Trump is. Last night, after he won the Republican nomination, he released this video, and we're going to play a piece for it now. Take a listen. Clip one.
On a really great day of victory. 1 week ago, we had something called Super Tuesday, and it was indeed super because we won at numbers that nobody has ever seen before, records in virtually every state. And tonight, likewise. But this one got us over the top. The Republican National Committee has just declared us the official nominee. And so we're the official nominee of the Republican Party, which is a big deal. But most importantly, we now have to go into victory because our country's in serious trouble. We have millions and millions of people flowing in. We have no respect on the world stage. What we say doesn't mean a thing anymore. And to have that happen is unthinkable. We have an economy that outside of certain little areas is doing very poorly. And we have something very, very important. We have a United States military that has to be taken care of. Again, this was a great day of victory. Last week was something very special, Super Tuesday. But now we have to get back to work because we have the worst president in the history of our country. His name is Joe Biden, sometimes referred to as Crooked Joe Biden, and he must be defeated. Our nation is failing. We're a nation that is in serious decline. We've never had a situation like this where we're not respected, we're laughed at, we're considered almost a joke. We're going to turn it around. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to close our borders. We're going to do things like nobody's ever seen before. And we're going to make our nation's economy be the best ever in the world. We had the best economy ever just a short while ago, and we're going to have that again. We're going to have people come into our country, but they're going to come in legally, and we're going to get your energy costs down by numbers that nobody would have said even possible. We have some sections of this country that are paying the highest numbers in the history of our country and among the most expensive energy anywhere in the world. And yet we have more liquid gold, I call it, under our feet than any other nation. Just 3 years ago, we were energy independent. And now we're going around begging for energy. So we're not going to have that anymore. We're going to have a strong country. We're going to have a respected country. We have to win an election, and we should win it by a lot, because there's never been anybody worse at doing that job than Joe Biden. So we're not going to take time to celebrate. We'll celebrate in 8 months when the election is over. November 5th, I believe, will go down as the most important day in the history of our country. So start thinking about it. Start thinking about your vote, because this vote is going to be the most important vote you've ever cast. And again, for this evening and for last week and for all the weeks before, for the tremendous success we've had in this primary, I want to thank everybody. But much more importantly, we have to get to work to beat Joe Biden, the worst administration, the worst president in the history of our country. They are destroying our country, and we're not going to let that happen. Thank you very much.
Yes, yeah, so there you go. There's our president, Donald J. Trump, who loves this country. He is a multi-billionaire. He doesn't need any of this. He doesn't need all these problems the deep state are throwing at him. He could just simply live a great life. He could be on the beach somewhere. He could be traveling. He could be on yacht. He could be doing anything he wants. But instead, he is fighting for us. He is standing up and saying enough is enough. Donald Trump is saying that we must have America first. Donald Trump is saying that this country is worth fighting for, and he is putting everything on the line for us. He is doing everything in his power to fight for us. And yet the deep state hates his guts. The mainstream media hates his guts. And the left-wing media propagandists over at MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, they're all doing everything they can to undermine him. Because they're not going after Donald Trump. They're going after you. They hate you. They are the elite. They are your betters. They went to Ivy League schools and know what is best. And how dare you, you pleb, don't think or talk or behave the way that they tell you to. There's no interest in reporting news, the fake news networks. That's why we call them fake news. Their only interest is trying to tell you how to think and how to act and who to vote for, because they think that they are there to rule over you. But when someone comes up, someone like a Donald Trump, who doesn't think that way, who actually believes in the American dream, who actually believes in American prosperity, who actually believes in America first, comes in and wants to run for office for us, the American people, the left just loses their minds. They can't stand it, and they're trying everything in their power to destroy him. But it's not working, and they don't know what to do. They keep bringing up case after case against him. They keep slandering him, smearing him every day. And by the way, this is just going to get worse. We finally finished the primary. They've tried bringing up civil cases. They've tried bringing up criminal cases. They tried fake impeachments twice. They tried the Steele dossier. They tried the Me Too movement. They've tried everything they can, and it's not working because the American people are seeing through it, and they're voting through Donald Trump anyways. And now that we're going on to a general election between him and Joe Biden, it is just going to get worse. They're going to work harder and harder to go after Donald Trump because they're really going after you. And just like he talked about his administration, why they're going after him so much. For one, he wants to secure our border and deport illegal immigration. Who would be against this? We just had Laken Riley say her name, who just made major news because an illegal alien murdered her and he never should have been in this country. And yet Joe Biden and Democrats are doing nothing about it. Their so-called border bill is an abject lie. It does nothing to secure the border. All it does is offer amnesty for all these criminals that are pouring across our border. No nation can survive this. We must have a secure border, and we need a legal immigration. No one's saying not to have immigration, but we need to be able to vet people who are coming in this country and make sure they want to be a part of our way of life, that they want to adjust to Western society, not try to change it to some third world communist dictatorship that they fled from. He also goes on about drill, baby, drill. He calls it lower energy and liquid gold. And this makes perfect sense. If you're going in and you are going to drill our own oil, how can it be any cheaper than if we do it here? The Keystone Pipeline was almost done and can be finished quickly. Just imagine how much different, like, Europe looks, for example. If we have so much energy here that we can reduce our prices because everything comes from the cost of gas and oil. It all starts that. It all needs to be made. It all needs to be transported. It all needs to be put into supermarkets and into your stores. And then it goes out to you. And the less that everything costs, the cheaper it is for you. This is not complicated. And yet the Democrats try to make it that way. Mainstream media lies to you about all these things. And their backers over at the environmentalists, somehow it's better if some other country deals oil and ships it here, but it's bad for us. Make it make sense. Yet, as Trump says, we have so much liquid gold right underneath our feet that we can then become self-efficient and everything for you gets cheaper. Your gas gets cheaper. Your groceries get cheaper. Your mortgages get cheaper. All your shopping gets cheaper. It all starts and ends with energy. And Donald Trump understands this because Donald Trump is fighting for you. He had one of the best economies we'd ever seen before COVID happened to him in his last year. And the bounce back that we would have when Donald Trump is back in office will blow everyone's mind. And that's why we're fighting so hard to bring Donald Trump back. So those are my thoughts. What are yours? Let me know in the comments below. In the next segment, we're going to be talking about the RNC, who had a bloodbath. That's more than 60 people have lost their jobs as Ron McDaniel has been forced to resign. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. Join in a conservative conversation and God bless the USA. Greetings, everybody. Welcome back. Independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, deplorables, and the extreme MAGA Republicans. Take a moment right now and subscribe to the Cash Lawrence Show so you never miss a moment of content. Well, in this segment, we have the RNC, the Republican National Committee, who has taken a major overhaul after Ronna McDaniel was forced to resign. There has been a bloodbath as reported over 60 people have been forced to resign. This is the Cash Lauren Show. Greetings and welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. The RNC has taken a major turn today as Ronna McDaniel was forced to resign and the new co-chairs, both backed by Donald Trump, have taken over and they've cut over 60 jobs into this. Starting off, we have a short clip from Fox News. Take a listen to clip two.
And Brett, just moments ago, Fox News was able to confirm that Donald Trump's new leadership team, over at the RNC began cutting dozens of staffers from their positions. It appears a major shakeup now underway at the RNC following Laura Trump's recent ascension to RNC co-chair.
Yeah, so we have an article today from Political that's going to go through this, and we'll talk about it as we go through. So Donald Trump's newly installed leadership team at the Republican National Committee on Monday began processing of pushing out dozens of officials, according to two people close to the Trump campaign in the RNC. You remember, going all the way back to Ron McDaniel, who's been in the RNC for a while, it has underperformed and wasted a lot of money, and people have finally had enough. She was very publicly called out, and she refused to take any responsibility and refused to resign until there was more and more pressure until it finally occurred. And now people who are more America first have taken over the RNC and starting to change directions. All told, they expected that it's more than 60 RNC staffers who work across political, communications, and data departments will be let go. Those being asked to resign include five members of the senior staff. Though the names were not made public, additionally, some vendor contractors are expected to be fired as well. And this is great news for us, is one of the problems with the Republican Party and in the RNC is there's been way too many what we call shiny shoe Republicans or fancy suits. The RNC and the Republicans have been infected with these rhino Democrats that pretend to be Republican when election year is up and they say all the right things. But then once they're reelected into office, they then betray their own voters over and over and over again. There is no one like a Republican who can snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. And people are getting sick of this because we want to win. And with the rise of Donald Trump, we are now seeing what victory looks like as somebody who's actually willing to put it on the line and fight for us. And this is going through all throughout the American America First movement and all throughout the Republican Party, as these rhinos are being exposed and removed from office one at a time. And the bloodbath is now happening at the RNC. It has to be cleaned out. It has to be starting over. We can't keep wasting all this money on flowers and limousines when Democrats spend all their money on elections, on candidates, and on things like ballot harvesting and adding as much voting as they can. The RNC really needs to change and stop not only backing randos, but then undermining anyone that's not part of the establishment. And this has been frustrating. We especially saw in 2022's midterms when the RNC actively undermined people that were not part of the establishment. They refused to back their campaigns and put money towards them in races that we could have won. And yet we lost. And it was terrible. And we heard all about this red wave that was going to happen, even in 2022, which was a bad electoral map for us. We still could have done much better. And of course, the RNC and Ron McDaniel, they all blame Trump. This is their favorite thing to do, is they cut out our own people and then blame Trump for it. When Trump did everything he could do, he's one man who's running for president. And the RNC undermined him by not backing the candidates that he called for, and they wouldn't put money into these campaigns. Instead, they're wasting on things like flowers and limousines and people who do things like what Mitch McConnell wants them to do, which is sell out to Democrats. So the Trump campaign took over operation control of the RNC on Monday. On Friday, former North Carolina GOP chair Michael Whately was elected to the new RNC chair, and Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, was elected as co-chair. Both Trump endorsed. Additionally, Trump's senior campaign advisor was named the RNC's new chief of staff. Yeah, so what's happening is these rhino world uniparty Democrats are all losing power, and people who actually want America first, who want to fight and win, are taking over the RNC and they're cleaning house. They're getting rid of all these people that do not care. The RNC was failing miserably, and she had, I think it was 7 election cycles that all went poorly for us. And you know how many has to happen before finally someone gets fired? And it happened here, but it took a lot of pressure. Ronald wasted millions of dollars on things like flowers and limousines and who knows what else. What she didn't spend money on was actually winning elections, and enough was finally enough. Well, it goes on. Whately is replacing Ronald McDaniel, who was forced to resign because of political pressure. Remember that Vivek Ramaswamy publicly called her out in the 2024 debates on the stage and said that he was mad about the 2022 elections, midterms, and that he thought that she was responsible, and he said that he would give up her time if she would just resign.
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party.
And oh, she was furious. But it needed to happen because you can't keep losing and then expect to keep your job. So she was finally forced to step down last week after serving more than 7 years in the post. Trump and McDaniel had been longtime allies, but the former president had soured on the chairperson as of late because he felt she was not doing enough on voter integrity. Agree. We have a big problem here with the mail-in ballots and with these week-long, month-long voting processes, and then all the ballot harvesting that is happening, is that she was doing nothing to combat this stuff. And the thing is, mail-in balloting is here, and ballot harvesting is here, whether we like it or not. But pushing for things like voter ID, pushing things required to prove that you're a citizen, of not allowing votes to just keep coming in after Election Day, these are all fights that we can win if we fight. And Ronald McDaniel was refusing to do so. And not only was she refusing to do so, but she was also refusing to play that game. And too long, Republicans have depended on same-day voting. We're expecting people to go up and show up to the line and vote. And that's just, whether we like it or not, elections are no longer ran that way. We have to accept that elections have changed moving forward and adapt our policies and how we spend our money to do things like Laura Trump is saying, harvest ballots everywhere that we can legally and getting Republicans to vote early and going out and signing people up to vote who will vote Republican. We have to play the game. Whether we like it or not, this is the way the game is played now. And Ronald McDaniel failed miserably. And Donald Trump has realized this. As you know, he's called in the past for same-day voting, get out to vote, but it's just not working anymore. And so we must change our policies. And then everywhere that we can, put in voter ID requirements. So it goes on, because she hosted the Republican primary debates and he refused to participate in. Yeah, so part of that pledge, but she went back to the old way, where she was going out and making deals with the fake news network, the people who hate Trump, and you know what exactly what would have happened is they would have bashed him and they would have fact-checked him, they would have cut him off, and the others out there like Chris Christie would have just yelled and screamed at him, and the fake news networks would have let it happen. Instead of going somewhere to, now let's say like Tucker Carlson or Tim Pool or anybody else, or using some platforms like X and Rumble that could have hosted a fair debate and actually put conservatives up there asking questions. Ronald McDaniel kept going to the deep state Democrats instead of adjusting, and enough was eventually enough. So Laura Trump, probably the new co-chair, promised legal bar harvesting. Republicans must access early voting, and everywhere that they can, we have to change. Just like we were talking about a few moments ago, we have to change how we vote legally everywhere that we can, or we will continue to lose. Trump advisors have described the RNC structure as overly bloated and bureaucratic, which they believe has contributed to the party's cash woes. The RNC had about $8 million in December, and about one-third as much as Democrats in the National Committee, and it continues, disparity continues to grow. Not only that, but Republicans then were not having faith in the RNC anymore, and so they were not contributing, and then they contribute to candidates instead of through somewhere like the Republican National Convention Committee that can organize in a way that individuals cannot. So we have to have these changes. We have to go through and say that enough is enough. So under the new structure, the Trump campaign is looking to merge its operations with the RNC. Key departments such as communications, data, and fundraising will effectively be one in the same. Yeah, so I like this a lot. Get rid of the bureaucracy. Streamline all of it. Get the money out to candidates where it needs to go. And then work on election integrity. And then work on funding candidates who are going to put America first. We have to vet these candidates. When you win in Congress, you win in primaries. So when we vet these candidates, we figure out who they are, and make sure they actually are America first. And then the candidates that then pretend they are and then backstab us as soon as they're in Congress, we can work to remove them. We just saw this bloodbath happen in Texas also, where Texas had a 77% either lose, people who are previously in Congress lose, or go into runoffs. We have to keep fighting these battles. If we fight these battles, we will win. But no more of just caving to the left and caving to the mainstream media. We have to stand up and say no more. We have to stand up and say America first. We have to stand up and say that this country is worth fighting for, because there is nowhere else in the world. If America falls to the communists, the Marxists, the Democrats, there is nowhere else in the world to go. There is nowhere else for us. America is the last remaining bastion of hope. America is the last remaining bastion of our democratic republic. This is all we got. There is nowhere in the world to go if this fails. And the Democrats are doing everything they can to bring us under communism and Marxism. Make no mistake, that is exactly what the Democrats want. They want permanent rule over you. And we have to fight back in our elections. We have to fight back in our primaries. It is the only way to win. And when we do this, when the RNC gets off their butts and stops losing and stops making excuses and actually fights these primaries, that is how we win. We must vet these people, and we must put up America First candidates in the primaries and get rid of these shiny shoe Republicans that will sell us out at every chance they get. It can be done. And if we organize and if we put our money, stop spending it on the bureaucracy, stop spending it on flowers and limousines and who knows what else, and actually, you know, for all that we bash the Democrats, the one thing that they understand is they understand how to win in elections. They understand how important it is to put the money where it matters. And the RNC and the Republican Party, unfortunately, has been far behind on this. They've been happy to lose. And so we need to clean house. We're going to have to take some risk, and we're probably going to lose some elections, but we have to start winning the battle. And the only way to do that is, like I said, in primaries, and start winning these primaries and start sending people to Congress who don't care if they get slandered, who didn't, because you know exactly what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to call people racist and transphobes and homophobes and bigots, and they're going to call them, you know, they hate immigrants and they're white nationalists, and all things they can think of to call people to slander them will happen. But the people like Donald Trump, the people who are willing to stand up and say, that's fine, call me anything you want, but I'm going to fight for America because America is worth fighting for. We need those kinds of people. We need patriots who love this country like you do, who see American exceptionalism, who see American prosperity, who see that this is the best place in the world to live and there is nowhere else to go for us. That this American dream exists here, unlike anywhere else in the world, where a person can start from nothing and grow vast amounts of wealth in a single generation. So we're going to run out of time now. The rest of the stack will have to be pushed back to another show. I want to thank you for listening. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. Make sure you subscribe, you turn on notifications, you leave comments so you never miss a moment of content. Join in a conservative conversation, and God bless the USA.